Stephen Kastner of Cedarburg says he's angry about plans he's learned of to begin sending new heavily armored vehicles to the Iraqi army. He says instead they should be going to U.S. units like the Wisconsin National Guard 121st Field Artillery Regiment that his son served in. Kastner's been lobbying Senator Herb Kohl's office to earmark the better armored vehicles for U.S. units to prevent the rising number of soldiers being killed by roadside bombs.
The Iraqi army has not proved itself yet. That means that until they do, the United States soldiers and Marines are on the first line. Until they're gone from there, they have to have the best equipment.
But defense analyst Daniel Gouray of the Lexington Institute says it could take 2 years to get enough new vehicles over to Iraq, and by then, a withdrawal of U.S. troops may already have begun.
When you replace a fleet, you buy it for 2 decades. So the Army procurement people have to look at this and say, what point is there, unfortunately, to buying that better armored vehicle now if the day it arrives in Iraq is the day we leave?
But Stephen Kastner says he's convinced the war will go on much longer, and the roadside bombs the new vehicles are designed to withstand are likely to be a continuing problem in possible future wars in the Middle East. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.